Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So the U.S. flag was seen flying upside down over the House of Republicans, or excuse me, the House of Representatives this morning. But it appears really that the bracket at the top of it just broke. But some strong symbolism there, even though unintentional. Some strong symbolism there. Now, you want to see the state of things with the Democrat Party? You want to see the state of things with the Biden administration? Remember, you had Biden's Supreme Court Justice nominee during her confirmation hearings. She doesn't even know what a woman is. She can't even define a woman, is how whacked out and confused she is. She's now a Supreme Court Justice. But the insanity doesn't stop there. Here's another Biden nominee. Asked basic questions and not knowing basic answers in clip 15.
Senator Kennedy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and congratulations to all of you. Judge, on the far end, tell me what Article 5 of the Constitution does.
Article 5 is not coming to mind at the moment.
Okay. How about Article 2?
Neither is Article 2.
Okay. Do you know what purposivism is?
In my 12 years as an assistant attorney general,
huh?
And my 9 years serving as a judge, I was not faced with that precise question. We are the highest trial court in Washington state, so I'm frequently faced with issues that I'm not familiar with, and I thoroughly review the law, our research, and apply the law to the facts presented to me.
Well, you're going to be faced with it if you're confirmed. I can assure you of that.
So Biden nominees don't know what a woman is, and Biden nominees don't even know the Constitution. Are we really that surprised? Now imagine this. I've got this whole story about all the economic devastation. Biden to families struggling to put food on the table, buy a new energy efficient refrigerator. I mean, imagine the out of touch here. Hey, I can't afford my gas at the pump anymore. By the way, gas prices are back up, in case you didn't notice. Oh, I can't afford price at the pump anymore, so buy a new car. Oh, that's even more expensive. Hey, I can't afford groceries anymore, so buy a new fridge. Oh, that's even more expensive. Just totally out of touch. Americans fall behind on car payments at higher rate than in 2009. And then Debbie Stabenow has the nerve to tell you this, Democrat Senator in clip 13.
They all ran on how costs were too high in the election. I mean, we're the ones fighting to bring down energy costs, $1,000 per family back in their pockets, $35 cap on insulin for seniors right now. So what do they say we should do to deal with this with the debt they're talking about? Oh, let's have a 30% sales tax increase.
So imagine a Democrat sitting there. The economy has tanked since they took over. And imagine them sitting there acting like it's Republicans' fault, which they're doing. Karine Jean-Pierre, in a press conference just 2 days ago, said that I literally, you can't even make this stuff up. She said that they were cutting taxes, but they were also raising taxes. I can't even remember what she said. It's total insanity. So I don't even know what to say. I mean, you've seen what's happened to the economy post-Biden. You've seen all the energy bills, the gas bills, the grocery bills, all of it go up. And then they sit there and they tell you they're fighting it. They sit there and they tell you they're making the economy better. They sit there and they tell you Republicans are the problem. And then they say, we're raising taxes. You know, folks, look, I don't like... I wish we could all get along, but I'm just going to tell it like it is. Liberal Democrats are psychotic, lying scumbags. I'm sorry. We all have friends, we all have family, but that's what they are. I'm sick of it.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We're now joined by Dr. Kevin Stillwagon and Josh Yoder, U.S. Freedom Flyers, and we're discussing what's going on with the vaccine, the airline pilots, the freedom to choose. But guys, I mean, I guess the story kind of tells itself here, where now you have private flights, private pilots with the elite that fly on these saying, oh, we only want pilots that are not vaccinated. Oh, boy, that's a telling story. You also have airline companies loosening their medical requirements when it comes to cardiac events, because they know that these are becoming a more significant issue. So, Dr. Kevin Stillwagon and Josh Yoder with us here at USFreedomFlyers.org. Where do you guys want to begin on this issue today? The people that didn't take the vaccine are the ones that are feeling a lot better about that decision now. And now it looks like maybe the rest of the economy is starting to catch up with that. Where do you guys want to start this conversation?
Well, I'd like to start with the fact that the FAA has totally turned their head and looked the other way on this issue. Pilots have, in fact, been injured by vaccines. We have documented evidence of that. The chief surgeon at the FAA, her name is Dr. Susan Northrup. She has stated that no pilot has been incapacitated or injured by the shot. That's an absolute lie. She knows that. She's been provided with the names and telephone numbers of pilots that have been injured, and she wants to do absolutely nothing about it. Now, listen, this is a government organization that is totally broken, and it needs to be fixed. Another one that's broken is the CDC, but they're finally starting to crack. In fact, just a couple of days ago, his name is Dr. Sham Shimabukuro, and he is the deputy director of the Immunization Safety Office of the CDC. And he admitted that the COVID-19 shot is, in fact, causing debilitating illnesses. Now, if the CDC can go ahead and admit that, it's time for somebody at the FAA to step up and acknowledge that, yes, there have been injuries, and we need to do something about it before we have a disaster.
Now, Josh, I would imagine the group U.S. Freedom Flyers has grown a lot since you had initially launched it. What is the current status of that?
It has. It is growing by leaps and bounds, Owen. And what's really interesting is now it's the vaccinated who are joining us, and we're helping them get medical care. You know, the administration, the FAA, and the airlines are completely gaslighting these poor individuals who are now being affected by these toxic shots. Just in the past 5 days now, I've received 8 phone calls from pilots who are experiencing issues. In one case, it was a young female. She's 24 years old. She was a bodybuilder, got the first Moderna shot, and within 18 hours, she was having cardiac arrest symptoms, and now she's been diagnosed with vaccine-induced myocarditis, and we've put her in touch with cardiologists who are now treating her for that. And that's just one story of many. We obviously have, you know, Captain Bob Snow, who everyone knows, he went into cardiac arrest within, 6 minutes of landing an Airbus 321 in Dallas-Fort Worth back in April of 22. Pilots like Cody Flint, who passed out while he was flying, doesn't recall landing his aircraft. And then back in November of 22, we had the most recent incident. Actually, it wasn't the most recent, but one of the more prominent ones, where Captain Patrick Ford, within 90 seconds of being cleared for takeoff, he passed out in the captain's seat. And very fortunately, there was an experienced Czech airman in that right seat that was able to bring that aircraft back around and landed in Chicago O'Hare. If we keep burying our heads in the sand and we don't address this issue, this is something that's not going to end well.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, the next event might not be so lucky, let's say. And another question I have here, I'm not the guy flying around thousands of times, but I've probably been on 50, 60 flights in my life. I've never had an incident of a medical emergency while in flight. My most recent flight, that happened. And luckily enough for the gentleman that was having the heart problems on the plane, we were about 30 minutes from landing anyway, so the emergency landing was the desired airport already where we're going to land. But it was like this guy was having a medical emergency. When as soon as we landed, they had the team get him off the plane. The medical team was there waiting as soon as he got there. I've never seen that in my life flying. Are we hearing more about these events happening on planes as well?
Well, I can't say for sure. I have been contacted by air traffic controllers who have told me that the incidence of flight diversions is up considerably. Now, as far as getting that actual data, is something that would probably have to be done through a lawsuit. We have been trying to gather that data, but unfortunately, the air traffic controllers, if they were to provide me that, they would be fired. There has been a significant increase in emergency calls by aircraft. There's actually an app, a bot that tracks that. So that's been something interesting to watch. But what I'm hearing just from my fellow crew members and what I've seen myself, there seems to be an uptick. While anecdotal, there certainly is something going on.
Dr. Stillwagon, you respond to that as well.
Yeah, so, before I get going too much here, I need to give you a little bit of my background. So I'm not a cardiologist. I'm actually a retired chiropractor, and I've been in the aviation industry for a very long time, since 1973, and professionally for over 33 years as an airline pilot, over 21 years as a captain for Delta Airlines. During that time, I got a chiropractic degree, and I did some extracurricular studies on the immune system and also the dangers of all vaccines, not just this one. I've kept up on the pathophysiology of what vaccines can do to your body. I've also kept up on general anatomy and physiology for the entire body because I was teaching chiropractors courses on how to keep their licenses active. So I'm up on everything that's going on right now. I can talk intelligently about aviation safety because I've been involved in it for so long. And I also understand the pathophysiology of what's going on when this shot is injected into the body. And so, yeah, we are seeing definite incidences of pilot injuries that are occurring. Now, the problem is some of these injuries that are happening are what's called subclinical. In other words, there are absolutely no symptoms whatsoever. And a classic example of that is myocarditis. Myocarditis is an inflammation of the musculature around the heart. It can be the heart muscle itself, or it can be the pericardial sac that surrounds the heart. And what this does is it causes some swelling that occurs in there. More fluids come in. Cytokines, which are secreted by your immune cells, come in. And what this does is it disrupts the normal flow of electrical energy through your heart. And this can be completely undetected by the pilot. But the problem is it can lead to a sudden death syndrome, a sudden stoppage of the heart. We've seen this happen to many athletes on the field. It's happening right in front of your face, and people are just denying the fact that that's what this could be. A very simple explanation is an increase of what are called endorphins or adrenalines. If you get overexcited, for example, and this can happen on sports fields. It can also happen in the cockpit, and this is what we're kind of concerned about. Aviation has been described as hours and hours and hours of boredom interspersed with just a few seconds of stark terror. And when you get that surprise in the cockpit, whether it be a medical emergency, which you just mentioned happening, Owen, or maybe something goes wrong with the aircraft, or maybe there's a delay of the aircraft and you're getting low on fuel. You know, all of these things will cause the body to call for an increased heart rate. Now, if you've got myocarditis that's causing these very subtle arrhythmias, you could end up getting a major fibrillation of either the atrials or the ventricles of your heart, and they just basically sit there and flutter. They don't pump the blood properly, and you're going to lose consciousness. And that's a significant problem. It's hidden.
Well, and again, the media and even our politicians have an interest in making sure the public doesn't know this is going on, because they pushed the vaccines for over a year. They said safe and effective over and over and over again. And so instead of doing the right thing and just saying, hey, I was wrong, or even if they want to say, hey, I was misled, instead they just want to bury it and they want to act like it's not going on. But like you both have said, I mean, this is getting to be such a big issue. Eventually, there's no way to avoid this conversation. Eventually, there's no way to avoid the cause of all of these issues. We'll be right back with Josh Yoder and Dr. Kevin Still.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Stillwagon and Josh Yoder are with me. And Josh, what have you noticed in the last 2 years or so? You know, the vaccine mandates and but the wishy-washy from the FAA, just all the different changes in policy, all the different standards. I mean, talk about where it's at, all the flip-flopping and where, what they need to do now to address this issue.
Well, the FAA essentially broke their own regulations when they brought these emergency use drugs on the market and encouraged all pilots to take them. In their own guidance for aeromedical examiners, it states very clearly that no medical product should be given to a pilot until 12 months post full FDA approval. And this is for the very purpose of ensuring that there are no negative side effects that could affect the safety of flight. We warned the FAA about this back on December 15th of 2021. We put cases in front of them of pilots who had been incapacitated. And they did not heed those warnings, and they've continued to push forward, once again, violating their own guidance and regulations. So as we find ourselves in this current position where pilots are being vaccine injured, they obviously don't want to admit that they were wrong. This also goes for the airlines who mandated the product and then the unions who didn't represent the unvaccinated. Everybody in this scenario has criminal and civil liability, so you're not going to see them coming forward and admitting that they made a mistake and being proactive in ensuring that we don't end up with a fatal accident on our hands. You know, we've come so close so many times now. There's been a significant increase in single pilot aircraft accidents that have gone up. I talk routinely with people inside the FAA. They're telling me that what they're seeing is exceptionally concerning. I know what we're seeing at the airlines. Obviously, the people that reach out to me, which is a small percentage of the people actually being affected.
Now, why is it with the small private aircraft we're seeing more of an incident? I mean, the crashes are up. We know that. Is that because there's really only one trained pilot? Is there less autopilot? Is there a trainee with him? Why does that phenomenon happen more often than with the big commercial flights?
Yeah, that's correct. There's no pilot redundancy. You see, what the FAA and the airlines are counting on is something we call pilot redundancy, where you have two fully qualified pilots in the flight deck. However, if you're out here flying around in a small private aircraft, in most cases, you don't have that. They're certified to be flown single pilot. So should that pilot experience a cardiac event or a stroke or something like that while they're flying, there's a high probability they're not going to be able to recover from that.
Dr. Kevin Stillwagon, what does the FAA need to do right now to correct this issue? What should they be doing?
Okay, first of all, I'd like to talk about why we got to where we are. This all rolled out because of fear. It was unsubstantiated, propagated fear. They had everybody convinced that this was a deadly virus and it was going to kill everybody. Now, look, they had a petri dish to look at. It was the Diamond Princess cruise ship that was quarantined off of Japan for 2 weeks. And the only people that died after becoming infected were old and frail. So it's basically the same as a normal flu season. Now, I realize that people did get sick, and some of them got really sick, yes, but the people who died were elderly and they were comorbid. That does not fit into the category of airline pilots. And so it was a lie right from the start when they said that you need to go out and get this vaccine because it is going to protect you from becoming infected, and it's also going to protect others from being infected because it will stop the spread. And they've admitted that now, that it was a total lie. And they knew that from the beginning. And any doctor worth their salt would know that, because very simply, the The goal of a vaccine is to create what's called an antibody. An antibody is something that is always inside of your body. It can't stop a virus from getting in, and it can't stop the virus from spreading once it does get in. That's basic immunology 101. And so the idea of this creating an antibody is so that the antibody will be there to react to the infection when you get infected again, and it will lessen your duration of symptoms and supposedly make them less. But in order for that to work, it's got to be a perfect antibody. The only way you're going to get a perfect antibody is if you get a natural infection, because it allows your immune system to experience the entire virus, the whole thing. What this shot does is it creates one little part of that virus called the spike protein that has already mutated in nature. It doesn't even exist anymore. And so the antibody that's being created by this shot cannot stop the infection, cannot stop the spread. In fact, it binds to the virus in such a way that it actually makes it easier for you to get infected. And in some instances, the cases actually get worse and the people end up in the hospital. So that's what we're seeing. That's what it doesn't do. It doesn't stop infection. It doesn't stop the spread. But what does it do? It does cause myocarditis. That's known. It's in the black box warning that comes with the shot. Myocarditis is a problem in a pilot. If you have a definitive diagnosis of myocarditis, you absolutely are not to be issued a medical certificate. You can't fly an aircraft of any size, even a small Cessna. And the reason is because you could end up getting sudden death with this. This is not good. And they knew that right from the start. So what does the FAA need to do right now? They need to start looking for this problem. They need to look. The way you look is you do simple tests right now. They're not expensive, but they can be rolled out where pilots can be tested for levels of D-dimer. That will show that there's increased clotting that's happening in your body. And we know that clotting is an issue with the shot. And you can also do troponin level checks. Troponin level checks will tell you if you have heart damage. Now, these things aren't necessarily going to ground a pilot, but it will give indication that we need to look further in that pilot. Now, look. I realize that not every pilot is going to get myocarditis. Not everybody who got the shot is going to have an adverse reaction, and that's because of the extreme variability of the way this shot is put into people. You have no idea where the tip of the needle is when they push that plunger. If it's in a vein or an arterial bed, those lipid nanoparticles that are in the shot are going to rapidly spread to your brain and to your heart, and then you increase your chances of having an adverse reaction. Also, you have absolutely no idea how many particles are in that shot. It all depends upon how it was manufactured and how it was mixed when it gets on the other end. The technician has to mix it in a very special way and pull it into that syringe. And they're instructed to look at it three times to make sure it looks a certain way so that you don't get injected with coagulating goo. There is polyethylene glycol in there that's supposed to keep those lipid nanoparticles separated because they're fatty bubbles and they'll tend to stick together. So if you get injected with something that's already coagulating, you could end up having a serious stroke or a heart attack within hours or even minutes sometimes. And we've seen that happen. So the FAA needs to right now admit that they made a mistake. Now, as Josh mentioned, they're probably not going to do that. They're a government entity. They're afraid of what could happen. And so Josh is ready to pull the trigger right now on a major lawsuit against the FAA so that we can force them to look into these pilot incapacitations, pilot deaths that have happened, and also pilots that have become disabled after they got this shot. Now, listen, that takes money, okay? Lawyers are involved. This is going to be a very expensive thing. We're fighting a big government organization here. So Josh has 501c3 status with USFreedomFlyers.org, and he has a Give, Send, Go that's set up right now. And it should be in the show notes. The Give, Send, Go.
Got to take a break. We'll be right back. One more segment.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time, is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, I want to go back into the topic about what happens when the vaccine is injected into you with Dr. Kevin Stillwagon that he brought up in the last segment, but I do want to ask about the airline standards, the health standards, and what we're seeing there, because obviously the recommendations from Dr. Stillwagon are being ignored by the FAA. But Josh, when it comes to the airlines, what do we know or what are we hearing about their standards or their qualifications? Because what I've heard is that they're loosening them so that, oh, you may have myocarditis or something. No, it's okay. You can still fly. What are you hearing?
Well, the FAA is actually the one who sets that standard. The airlines really have nothing to do with that unless it's like through lobby power. But it's the FAA that has made these changes, and they've done it against good, sound medical evidence and science. They claim that the recent changes were made off of new science, and yet they refuse to produce the studies and the science which they claim to have in their possession. So this is what makes this so suspicious. You know, we ask for proof, we ask for evidence. They can never, you know, rather than produce anything, all they do is come back and basically tell us to shut up and go away, and there's nothing to see here.
And, of course, U.S. Freedom Flyers now on the brink of bringing a lawsuit forward.
Yeah, that's correct. We believe that's the only way forward. You know, we've attempted to use dialogue. That's not working. Anyone who's not following Steve Kirsch's Substack should do so. This is really important. Steve Kirsch has really helped us help take the lead on this. He's been pummeling the FAA with questions. They really refuse to get back to him. When they do, they say things like no comment and there's nothing to see here, and we're not aware of any pilot vaccine injuries. These are all blatant lies. We put vaccine injured pilots directly in touch with the FAA, with Susan Northrup. You know, they've been filling up her email inbox, sending her text messages. And yeah, she refuses to talk to anyone. She doesn't want to sit down with Captain Snow or Cody Flint or Captain Greg Pearson or Sierra Lund, all these people who have been severely injured. You know, she doesn't want to hear it. They're putting their heads in the sand and they're saying nothing's going on.
Really incredible stuff, folks. You just saw the give, send, go for the fundraiser up there. We put it on the screen now. Dr. Stillwagon, this question kind of goes beyond just the issue with the COVID vaccines, but with the focus on the COVID vaccines, I think some other questions are being asked about all vaccines. But you mentioned something that kind of drew my attention for stuff I was wondering and never have been able to get a clear answer on this from multiple doctors, even, oddly enough. And that's when they actually put that needle into your body, I mean, they just shove it right into your arm. I've never been able to get a clear answer, even from doctors. And I say, where does it go? Where does the juice they inject go? Whatever's in it, where does it go? I mean, they just stick it. And so it's interesting what you said. It's like, well, if it goes directly into your vein, you're looking at a bad situation. Maybe if it goes into some body fat or some muscle tissue, maybe you just get the soreness and you're not dealing with the long-term effects or some of these adverse reactions. But, I mean, just generally speaking, because maybe there's a big answer here to some of these issues of what happens. The shot goes into your arm. They inject it. Is that it? If it goes right into your blood, if it goes right into your vessel, that's the bad news. But if it goes maybe into some fat or some muscle tissue, you're okay?
Well, not necessarily, because it's still gonna be able to spread through your body in what's called the lymphatic system. So the whole idea of these shots, as I mentioned, is to create an antibody. And they think that the more antibodies that are made inside of you, the more protection that you're going to have. That's false thinking. It doesn't work that way. The protection of infection is on your epithelial barrier. It's mucosal. It's cellular. It doesn't have anything to do with antibodies. And so it's actually worse with these shots that they're using now with this mRNA technology, because they're putting the messenger RNA, which is actually the message to make the spike protein. The spike protein is supposed to create an antibody. So they wrap it in what's called a lipid nanoparticle. Now, the lipid nanoparticle is made of normal body fats. It's made of cholesterol and another one called DSPC. These are totally normal body fats. So when they inject this stuff into you, your body doesn't reject them. It fully accepts these lipid nanoparticles. And basically, it's made of the same stuff that all cells of your body are made of. And so basically, any cell that it bumps up against you, it can merge with and allow that messenger RNA that's inside of the lipid nanoparticle to get into your cell. It gets into the cytoplasm, it hooks up with a ribosome, and then it starts cranking out these spike proteins by the billions. And the problem is it's crossing over what's called the blood-brain barrier, and you're getting spike proteins produced in the brain, which you should never, ever be doing that. We don't want that. And it goes everywhere. Dr. Richard Urso, a friend of mine, says it's like garlic. It literally goes everywhere, and it does. And what people don't realize is that with traditional shots called vaccines, or when you get a natural infection, that's not what happens in those instances. These things need to attach to receptors on your cells. They're specific receptors that will accept the attachment. And that's how those things work. This thing is totally different. It starts cranking out antibodies by the billions. Now, you know, antibodies can either be helpful or they can be very, very harmful. If you get the wrong kind of antibody, you're headed for serious trouble.
Which, by the way, these COVID vaccines, that's all they produce is the wrong antibody. They never produce the right one.
That's right. It's producing a spike protein that's creating an antibody against a protein that no longer exists in nature. This is not good. People need to wake up and just stop this nonsense right now. I'll give you a very simple explanation now as to why you should never get a booster shot. And I think this will make sense to you. When you get the first shot, it's going to tell your body to make spike proteins, and that's what it does. And then your body's reaction to that is to make an antibody against the spike protein. That's normal. Also, the levels of those antibodies will naturally drop over time. That's normal also. We don't keep all of the antibodies that we ever made. If we did, our blood would be sludge. We'd never even be able to pump it, right? And so the important thing is the memory. It's the memory to quickly remake these antibodies, okay? So Fauci says, oh, your antibody levels have dropped. You got to go out and get a booster shot. Get those antibody levels back up. That is the most dangerous thing that you could ever do, and here's why. Because when you get that second shot, what's it going to do? It's going to tell your body to make spike proteins again, billions of them. Your immune system already dealt with that spike protein. So the idea of that antibody is to stop this from happening. You understand? The antibody is there to stop more of this from happening. That's the whole idea. So what you're doing is you're injecting something into your body that your immune system cannot see. It's called the lipid nanoparticle. Again, it binds with any and all cells of your body and starts cranking out those spike proteins again by the billions. Your immune system sees that and overreacts. It kicks in what's called the complement system. It's highly inflammatory. It's very destructive. It brings in white blood cells to all cells of your body now that are either making spike proteins or have spike proteins attached. Not only is it going to destroy those cells, but it's so aggressive in the way it attacks these things that it will attack normal tissue around it. And when this happens in the heart, that is called myocarditis. And this is exactly one reason why you're seeing the levels of myocarditis significantly increased after people go out and get these booster
shots.
Yeah,
and that's what all the data is showing now, folks. It's like we said a bunch. Yeah. I mean, you get one, you might be all right. Two, okay. You get up to three and four, you're really getting to like 50% shot. You're going to have a really bad reaction to this. And we thank Dr. Kevin Stillwagon for his time. Just quick final comment here. We got 30 seconds left. Josh Yoder, just generally speaking, have the COVID vaccines made air travel more or less safe?
They've certainly made them less safe. You know, the one thing that I can confidently say is that air travel is not as safe today as it was 3 years ago. Our goal is not to instill fear in the flying public, not at all, but rather to spur action. We need you to email the FAA. If you're a passenger, email the FAA, email the airlines. I believe we've provided you, Owen, with the email addresses for these people. You need to bombard them, and you need to demand that they do something about this, that they invoke change. And they admit that they're wrong. You know, we can work with them if they're willing to.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Segment before Alex and Dr. Michael Yeadon take over. I'll be back hosting the War Room. It's Veterans Call-In Show. We got a couple great veterans guests. Plus, I got all this news on my desk I haven't covered. And you know, there was this incident in Memphis with a police killing of an individual, and you're not hearing much about it. Why? Because all of the supposedly offending police officers are black. And so now the left anti-police, anti-white movement, who originally built this up as, look, more police brutality, look, more white supremacy, oops, all 5 cops involved were black, now they're changing their tune, and they're saying, well, it's still white supremacy, it's still white culture. It's just, it's unbelievable the way they'll twist and maneuver and change their logic just to fit whatever the scenario is, but always trying to maintain the same narrative, the same bottom line, despite all the evidence going against it. So I may get into that, but I got so much other more important news to cover. But I barely even plugged today, folks. We won't even be on air here if we don't get funding. So shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Remember, Yes, Ultimate Bone Broth Plus is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com and 25% off. But for you, the listening audience, you can use coupon code FREEALEX at checkout and get it 40% off. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, you can get that 40% off with coupon code FREEALEX at checkout. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, just one of the many great supplements we have for sale at InfoWarsStore.com that will better your life, make you healthier. And that's what it's all about. So, you've also heard doctors coming on telling you about the nitric boost. I happen to have a bottle of this right here. Now, I'm somebody that's been supplementing with NO or nitric oxide really since high school, just because I was an athlete and in the gym 4 or 5 days a week. And just from wanting to better myself, I learned, I read about it, and I found out what nitric oxide does and what nitric does and beets and all kinds of other stuff. So this is really just kind of the super formula of years of all of that research put into a capsule. And now it's the InfoWars MD product line at InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost promotes the synthesis and discourages the degradation of nitric oxide, which is beneficial for cardiovascular function, circulation, and muscular performance. So we've done a great job here with this product. And, of course, you can get it at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. Don't take these transmissions for granted. Don't take our great guests for granted, the crew for granted. Keep us on air shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Where do you go from here? I mean, just so much. I don't even know where to go. So let's just start digging through some of these headlines before I come back and host the war room. Why is the Marco Polo Group editing documents found on Hunter Biden's laptop? Why are they? Well, they just don't want you to know anything about that laptop. They don't want you to know anything about the Biden crime family, apparently, the media, that is. So the Marco Polo Group is changing documents. They claim to be from Hunter Biden's laptop. The documents might have originally been from the laptop, but the Marco Polo Group is editing them, and now they are useless because they've been edited. I mean, how ironic. Marco Polo! Marco Polo! You know, the whole joke is how he's blind. Yeah. And so that's how they want you to be, blind. They don't want you to see the political corruption of the Biden crime family. Ukrainian bank behind Burisma Holdings and linked to the Bidens looted and lost billions of IMF and U.S. funds. Again, the Biden crime family and all the different strings attached to them. Back in 2019, when the corrupt U.S. House under Nancy Pelosi was frantically putting together a garbage narrative of President Trump saying something wrong on a phone call, the Gateway Pundit was putting together reasons why these crooks were so adamant to get President Trump. Well, for many reasons, but now they put Biden in there as the placeholder, and it's just been a complete disaster. He's been a disaster for the country, and now it's all coming out, the criminal enterprise he was running with his family, his son, his brother. Hunter Biden was receiving classified State Department briefings on a regular basis used to promote Biden family business. This deal's not going away, folks. I'm telling you, it's the real deal. Now, they're going to try to cover it up, and they're going to try to get, you know, they don't want Biden to go down with this. They're afraid they might go down with it. But no, this is the real deal. There are good people at the FBI investigating this, and Biden's crimes are caught. I mean, he's caught. I'm not saying that there's going to be any punishment for Biden's crimes. It's clear Democrats are above the law. We know that. But this is, I mean, there's going to be serious fallout from this. They're not going to be able to put this thing to bed so easily. Meanwhile, the completely insane liberals continue to display their insanity on television. New York Times editorial board member thinks Trump returning to Facebook would take down the country. I mean, just can you imagine being such a deranged lunatic? Can you imagine being so mentally impaired? Oh, the open borders with millions and millions of illegal immigrants pouring in here in a welfare state. Oh, that's no big deal. oh, our energy being shut off, no more coal, no more natural gas, pipelines being shut down. Ah, that's no big deal. Oh, Joe Biden and the current administration wanting to start a nuclear war with Russia. Ah, no, nothing to see here. But Trump getting back on Facebook? Oh, my God! These people are deranged, folks. They're mentally ill and disturbed. They belong in funny farms, not on TV and government. New poll finds significant number of Democrats doubt Joe Biden's mental fitness for office. Yeah, even Democrats know this guy is demented. His brain is broke. Harvard poll, 6 in 10 have doubts over Biden's mental fitness. 60% of America knows Biden, 65% actually, know Biden is mentally unfit for the job. And this whole thing is just a farce. Biden jokes about people thinking he's stupid, then makes another stupid verbal gaffe. How many times has he done this? Let me just say this clearly for you. Has Minna finished Shimminiminen? Huh? Biden reading off a teleprompter. End of quote. Read next line. And now the more recent one. During an event in Springfield, Virginia, Joe Biden joked about people thinking he was stupid before making yet another embarrassing verbal gaffe. He was introducing Representative Don Beyer and called him Doug. Oops. Oops. Yikes. What's going on over there with Georgia and your senator? He is really, truly a scumbag, and we knew this. Raphael Warnock buys $1.1 million D.C. home as allegations of church-sanctioned evictions resurface. So not only was Warnock evicting people, poor people, black people, with the housing that he owned, he was also taking in a massive salary from the church he supposedly pastors. Was this before or after he ran his wife over with his car? Just another Democrat. But see, the George Santos situation on the Republican side of the aisle, it's weird, it's odd, but here's what I like about it. George Santos might be good, he might be bad. What I like about this situation is how the House leadership under Kevin McCarthy has not buckled to all the attacks against Santos demanding he resign. So let's just even say Santos, bad guy, scumbag. Well, you know what? You've got your entire party is filled, if you're a Democrat, with lying scumbags. And yet we have to sit here and deal with them all day long. Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, Raphael Warnock. And so now you having to sit here and deal with George Santos is just a taste of your own medicine. Here's his tweet from late last night. From interviewing clowns to creating fake posts, the media continues to down spiral as their attempt to smear me fails. I am getting the job I signed up for done while you all spiral out of control. So look, again, whatever the case is with Santos, it's definitely a weird case. It doesn't look good. But all the Democrats in the mainstream media clamoring and demanding his resignation and not getting it is just beautiful. Is just beautiful. Oh, there's a guy on Congress that you look at as a total corrupt criminal scumbag, and he won't leave office? Now you know how we feel with your entire party. I love it when liberals get a taste of their own medicine. They don't like it so much, but I enjoy it. All right, Dr. Michael Eden and Alex Jones coming up next. I'll be back hosting the War Room Veterans Call-In Show.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.